was a really tight first set. What was the difference out there today?
Firstly, I'm, really not happy and not really in a, good mood. I'm very disappointed, to lose this match. I mean, it was a big match, but anyway, I just need to come back stronger and get myself better for it, and that's it. I mean, what was the difference? I just had a one bad set for the second set, and that's it. I was trying to get my chances, trying to fight for it, but as I said, it was not enough, and I'm very disappointed with that.
Thomas, what do you think changed between the first set and the second set for you?
We're gonna be looking for just the small details, and it's probably probably for you guys that you might do something about it. I mean, there is no any excuses. I mean, he's been playing well through all the match, and that's it. So I handled better the first set, and he just took advantage of me not having a great second set, and that's it.
Seems to be a little bit extra needle or tension in the match. Feel there seemed to be a little bit of extra needle or tension in the match, even for a Grand Slam semi-final? Did you feel that?
No, I mean, it was a big match generally, and that's how it is. I mean, when you're playing Andy Murray for the semi-final of the Slam, what else you need to get more attention? So I think it's a big match anyway, and that's what I felt on court.
Your exchange of words after the first set, what happened there? You remember?
I really remember that, and even though you can see that I just won a set, and I just say to myself that, well done, Thomas. I mean, that's it. That's what I said, and I think I'm allowed to do that when I win a set, and that was it.
Were you surprised that he was upset by that? Because Andy started complaining about that to the chair umpire.
No, I was not really, looking at it at all. I mean, then what, I have to be worried about every word that I'm going to say? I just pump myself after winning a first set, and that's it, and then sit on the chair. I'm really not looking left or right what's going on, so I just keep focusing myself, and that's it. So maybe next time I should stay even more calm, and that's it. But no, I was just doing my stuff, and that's it.
Did you notice him change his tactics at all during the match? After the first set?
No, I think he kept the same tactics all the way. I mean, he was able to execute it quite well. I mean, I think it was a battle about the baseline today, and whoever holds that better, then make it for the win. So that's what he did. And as I said, I need to just come back and be stronger next time.
Were you unhappy at his reaction after breaking back in the first set? Were you unhappy at his reaction after he broke back in the first set? You seemed to stare at him as you walked towards the chair during the changeover.
No, where should I look? I mean, really, guys, don't try to make any big deal about it. I mean, that was a match as any other else, and that's it. I mean, I lost my serve, which I'm not definitely happy about, but lives go on. I mean, and then I was able to win it in the tiebreak, and that's it. I mean, there is no really big deal about anything what was happening today on the court. I mean, it was a great battle. It was a good match. Unfortunately, with a bad end for me, and that's how it is. That's a sport.
How would you rate Andy's chances of winning on Sunday night?
I'm really not good about it, guessing who can win or not. So, just let them play. Let's see who's going to be opponent for him for the final. And that's all I can say.
Some suggestions from former players on social media already that it's perhaps the best he's played in, say, about 16 months. Pretty fair comment?
Well, I'm definitely was not checking that. I mean, I have a different... things to do right now, so
as far as his form is concerned.
So yes, he's playing well, and he made a good match.
Thomas, what were you looking to do going into the match, and what do you feel you did well today and not as well?
Well, as I said, I had a plan which I wanna keep. I mean, I was able to do that for the first set, and that's it. I mean, there was a mainly battle of really who's going to hold the baseline better, who's going to stay closer and dictate the time. And that's it. So I was successful for a set. I still need two more, which I didn't make. So, you know, just really need to go back, get stronger and be ready for the next one to win.
And how do you look at sort of your entire tournament?
Well, it was a good start. I mean, the season is long and, you know, this is a good start, but this is not enough. And I just need to get myself back, you know, get ready for the next one, my next schedule, and that's it.
Was it at all hard for you, you think, coming back after beating Rafa, which obviously had been a long time since you've done that, to get mentally reset for the next round?
No, I mean, if you want to do a good result on the slam these days, you this is all the things that you have to be ready for. I mean, it's not you cannot always look for any excuses that you have to be three or four or how many top guys. I mean, you have to be ready whoever is there, and that's it. I mean, I was ready. I was doing everything fine, and you know, just it was not enough of my performance today.
He said that he didn't sound very happy about everyone talking about the Danny connection before the match. Was that something that bothered you?
No, I probably didn't get that many questions. And as I said, you know, I think there is not any big deal about it. I mean, that's how it is. I think that all the things end up how it should be. And if you start to work with someone new, I mean, probably there will be talks around it, but really it's not important at all. I mean, it's how it is now. I mean, and that's it.
It's two semi-finals in 2 years at the Oz Open for you. What do you think you need to do to take the next step?
I mean, working hard, working on the things that that's been working for me good this almost two weeks, and even try to improve those, and yeah, and just be ready for the next one. I mean, it's always a long way for the good result, and you have to be ready for it.